For the next three Saturday nights, the Seymour Centre is hosting a series of free concerts featuring emerging musicians and artists alongside food trucks and a pop-up bar. To discuss this free event, Larry Heath, the organiser of Seymour Nights, joins me now in studio. Hi, Larry. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
No worries. Thanks for coming in. You're about midway through this festival. You've had three nights down, but also three nights to go. This past Saturday, you hosted an evening featuring Bonnie Songs, who we love here on 2SER, and Beck Sandridge, an indie pop artist. How did that all go? What's the turnout been like so far?
It's been great. The event is really designed to both bring people in to the courtyard at the Seymour Centre every Saturday afternoon into the evening. That incorporates what's happening inside the venue as well. So for those who aren't familiar with it, Seymour Centre is a theatre. There are a number of theatres in the space. So we put on contemporary music programming to entertain those who are coming in for the shows as well as those just coming to see those acts.
Yeah, awesome. And it's a really accessible event being free and in such a great location at that Seymour Courtyard at the University of Sydney. How important is it for you to host a live free music event in Sydney?
It's incredibly important. The events are also all ages, and when we are able to do it outdoors, dogs are welcome as well. And we've had lots of babies and dogs at events in recent weeks. This city has gone through so much change in the last decade. I started booking this event back in 2011. I've been booking it for 11 years. So I started booking it back in 2015. And the consistency of it with the support of City of Sydney and the university and the Seymour Centre to support emerging artists, to give them an audience that they may not normally play for, that being the theatre audience, as well as some of their fans, is incredibly important. I mean, I was out on Enmore Road last night, and there was just so much free music happening. I think it's a really exciting time for this city, and events like this are incredibly important for the accessibility in the sense of being all ages, being outdoors on a Saturday afternoon. You can come and bring the family, as so many do. And we just love to see that community aspect embraced by fans of music and fans of theatre coming together to support the next generation of great artists, predominantly but not exclusively from Sydney.
Yeah, I love that. That's awesome. And this weekend, you've got Handsome DJ, a songwriter, a multi-instrumentalist, and a producer from Sydney. You've got Saddle Club Line Dancing, a queer line dancing community in Sydney that runs weekly live dancing workshops and social parties, and closing the night with artist Dylan Maxwell, whose music I absolutely adore. What a great night this will be. Are you getting involved in this line dancing, perhaps?
I hope so. So what's happening in the venue, last weekend was the premiere of Cowboys, which is a queer cowboy musical. So we're really leaning in this weekend on Saturday. And
I love that.
So, with queer line dancing, with the great artist Handsome doing a DJ set and Dylan Maxwell. So really embracing great queer artists from Sydney, but also giving everyone the chance to learn a few steps along the way.
And in the next coming weekends, is there anyone you're sort of particularly looking forward to seeing live?
Well, we've got Lady Lion playing the following weekend on Saturday, December 6th. And then the closing of the season on the 13th, we have a collaboration with Transgenre, who many of listeners may have been to their festival in September. But it's an incredible initiative supporting trans and non-binary artists in Australia. And Tay, who's part of that initiative, will be DJing under their Tay444 moniker alongside Maxine Wild and I believe our only out-of-state artist from this season, Worm Girls, who are coming down to do a special acoustic set from Queensland.
Love that. Will there be any sort of extra worm girl dancing from you, maybe you'll bust out the worm as well.
Well, that's certainly the intent. And maybe some, you know, we'll learn some moves in the line dancing this weekend and
you can
be able to bring
on.
That out in the following weekends as well. So it's, you know, dancing is definitely encouraged. As you mentioned, there's food truck, licensed bar there. So, you know, everything you need for a great evening in Sydney. And it ends pretty early too. So most of the nights are finished before 8 p.m. So you can do it before going to another show in the area. And we certainly, you know, want to see people staying out on that Saturday night and supporting live music all over the city.
Absolutely. And this is hosted at the Courtyard in Seymour Centre at the University of Sydney, as mentioned, and it's a free event. But if they want to find out more about this event, where can listeners head?
If you go to seymourcentre.com, you can find details there. You can also search on Instagram for Seymour_nights and all the program details, as well as photos and videos from recent weekends are all being posted there.
Thank you, Larry. Make sure to check out the Seymour Nights free events and come line dancing with us on Saturday night, as we will definitely be boot scooting around. I can't wait. Thank you so much, Larry, for joining us.
Hope to see you there. Thanks so much for having me.